Blue macabre.
August 15th, 1995. This is from The Secrets of Life by Georges Lakowski.
Did you take everything that I wrote before that away?
Those little admonitions? I did. I certainly didn't think it was for sharing even with this August group.
There was only a little portion. I guess I'm just going to have to inform you without my board. Especially you ones who are not privy to our ripping through the subject of life. I have several things in focus that I have to cover. I hope that all of you will understand that sometimes it would be much easier just to sit and write. But then you run into the problem of humanity saying, oh, that is just from some psychic guru who really isn't, and these revelations are just false. No, there's nothing new on your place. So why would we come give you revelations saying something else that is wrong? If what you have in various places is already right, but buried. So to come into some kind of a focus that you can relate to, I have to go back somewhere near or after your turn of the century, where some things are being presented that are later buried, burned, or banned. We can go on forever on this political escapade, is a good word. I don't even like to call it an odyssey, because it's an escapade. It's silliness. It is man vying against man for power and control. Nothing more, nothing less. They want everything. That is the game. And all of the pawns that they can collect on their side, you see, they win. Well, if you're going to play just on the earthly plane, then you don't have to worry about souls particularly, because they are after pawns, and they're just going to bump off a bunch and hot dog if some of you have souls, because this is going to be the clash of the ever-loving titans, man, like you've never seen. Well, how about the Committee of 16? They're as bad as you can get, or they wouldn't be on the committee. But there is something about some of them that are powerful enough, old enough, back enough times to understand their role. And always the ending cycle of any great civilization comes right up against God and Satan. God created you, whatever in the world would think any of you possible that God would lose. If you are created by God, thought, then all he's got to do is undo the thought, and the whole play is done, finished. Whew. Read Childhood's End at the end of it. When God withdraws the energy, it's gone. So God never withdraws the full energy. That's hell. He will leave you in a black void, devoid of God, devoid of light, devoid of knowledge, you will walk around in your hellfire and brimstone, whatever it is. And you're working on it every day to build it. You're stoking the fire. So God really doesn't want to blow up the planet because that lets you off the hook. So it will probably continue to rotate. But radiance will take place as it has birthed anew. And as you make these transitions, it's wonderful to consider, oh, I have miraculously been saved and now I am full of light and comprehension and I'm just going to whip over there. Because Commander, you know, spoke to me every Sunday afternoon and I've got it. You could speak to me for the rest of your natural lives and never get it. And yet most of you never lost it. It's all there. You just have to decide what is the most valuable commodity that you hold. And you will find several things evolving. Freedom of choice. And that's why you are willing to struggle to build a nation built on God premise of freedom. Because otherwise you cannot have the freedom to express. Well, I don't mean go down to the art show and I'm going to now have the right to express myself. I will wet in a cup and I'll stick a cross in it and I'll shock everybody. And you people will pay for this as an art trip. I don't care what you do, it doesn't make it art, does it? And you have no emotional, moral right to do that, even if you have a constitutional right to express it. You have even less right if your brother who pays taxes over here to you, who I will guarantee you does not, he just takes, and then he throws this back in your face. That's what's happening to you, you know. That's why a new nation under God in freedom must be built. Because the enemy is throwing all the garbage and rot back in your face and laughing at you while you continue to pay for it. But it doesn't mean that taking up rifles and going out and blowing their brains out is going to help anything. It doesn't. And I'll tell you something else. See, I'm back to the I'll tell you bit, which I swore I wouldn't do again. I'll have to think up some new words. I'm going to recite a few things to you. That'll do it. And the first thing I'm going to recite to you is that wars never did anything. What gets rid of the parasites? Well, you can poison them with your parasite cleansing kit, or you can starve yourself to death and they'll die. They'll go away. They may live dormant for years and years and years in your dead body, but they will eventually perish. Or they'll live in their cellular form waiting to spring to life some other unsuspecting civilization time. What's going to get rid of the parasites in Washington? Cut off their food supply. And you'll see the biggest exodus from Washington, D.C. that you ever witnessed. Only you're going to want them back, are you? You don't want the parasites back to be paid for by you locally, do you? So what are they going to do? Well, let's hope, like the lemmings overpopulated, they go jump off the cliff. There, you will not be that fortunate. So what do you mean when you say, I cannot bear the thought of depopulation? No, you're thinking about Jason Brent going to wipe out the elderly, the infirm, and so forth, the stupid. Well, he fit the last category by opening his mouth. How much are you going to miss these misfits of humanity that are parasites on you? How do you feel about the parasites you drop in the toilet? Aren't you glad to have them gone and flushed away? Do I advocate the killing off of politicians? It's an interesting thought, but no. I don't want it to do what it would do to you, to advocate murder, because that's what it is. Because you can't tell who is soulless, who is robotoid, who is what. So it only depends on what you are focused on that matters, basically, to God. Your intent. You can have intent to build the greatest nations in freedom that the world has ever known and still not be in relatively good association with God. It depends on your intent and why you're doing this. It doesn't mean that you won't get some very good brownie points. But let us not mix chickens with elephants. We don't have to. There is room for the chicken and there is room for the elephant. And I think prison is a good place for the politicians. But again, it won't happen like that. When the titans clash, the ship's going to go down. Or an awful lot of the ships will go down. Can we cure AIDS? Yes. Will I cure AIDS? No. Not even if I wanted to, would I do it? The person with AIDS needs to want to. AIDS doesn't mean anything. It's a big scary word. Doesn't mean a damn thing. Nothing. It represents a compromised immune system, which you can get after you have a transplant of any kind because of the immunosuppressive drugs. Makes everybody more susceptible to disease, especially the cytomegalovirus. So what you are doing is compromising an immune system and popping up with all these diseases that are now considered AIDS. Well, they were considered something else before they were AIDS. And they usually now spring up from a compromised immune system. Nothing to stop them. Well, now you've got something that you can take. If you don't want the disease, you can stop it. But unfortunately for most of mankind, you're going to have to clean out the parasites, because just like the little HIV goes inside the little T cell and compromises everything, you can't get to it while it lazily rests, having used up your immune system resources. Lazy little sucker. That's exactly what the parasites do. Moves into the parasite egg, comes tumbling down your water supply system, passes through the filters, and it blossoms into a lovely, full-blown, little perfect miniature parasite within your system, and then it releases the toxins as its own little cellular structure begins to nurture these viruses and mutant cells, microbes. Okay, you've got something that taken within, if it's within the ganglion cells, the drills will take this into the parasite. It will pass the membrane like it is itself. One say, oh, we've got to have colloidals. Al has just experienced the tape where the doctor says, oh, you've got to have colloidals or your vitamins are all going to pass out of your body and so forth. That's sales talk. Please believe me, that is sales talk. You can colloidalize some metals, yes. But what you are talking about is an intercellular suspension. And believe me, you do not want colloidalized everything. You really don't. And everything that you put into the body is not going to go away. Now, why is Gyandriana good? Because it moves immediately within the cells and begins to, it will mutate to your personal frequency and your personal DNA structure. It will carry with it everything necessary for a perfect cell. It can glean it from the atmosphere if you don't feed it. But we feed it. So we enhance absolutely everything that goes within the Drea cells to make a totally perfect cell for life. And you can watch it take place in front of your eyes. It's just that the little Dreas themselves are so tiny that you can't watch them. But if you had a microscope, you could literally watch them separating and doing their thing right before your eyes. You can watch them in mass as you feed them, and everything is absorbed. You can literally watch the jug. As you add the oxysol to it, it will turn radiant gold. And then it will get the frequency and the vibration of violet coming through that gold. And then it'll turn transparent in a day or so. And yet none of this turns up on testing. Everything in your life, everything in life is energy. You are a body electric, and you have coalesced into your holographic form according to your DNA pattern. And some of you would prefer less pattern. Well, you can adjust that. That's your problem. You want to rebuild yourself into something else, then do it. Stop tearing yourself down and making yourself ill. And whose pattern do you have up here in your head as the ideal? Whose nose do you want other than yours? Whose belly do you want other than yours? What's wrong with you? There is nothing wrong with you that you cannot adjust, even to your own liking. You just don't want the responsibility and the discipline to do it. And that's okay. Just don't lie to yourself, because you're not going to lie to me. I'll just sympathize with you and sympathize with you and leave you like you are. You get hung up on the wrong things. So we've got to get from down here, pre-kindergarten, up here at least into the stages of entering school, so that you as teachers can do your job. And it doesn't take rocket scientists to do it. But it takes throwing off this other garbage that you pack around with you to be able to realize the magnificent creative machine that you are. And yet what happens? What is death? What in the world is death? You cannot know what death is because there isn't any such thing as it. There is only change. At its very lowest fundamental truth, there is only change. You cannot destroy matter. You can only change it. And it came from energy to begin with. It will go back to energy. And gravity is nothing in the world but matter coalesced from energy seeking its density. So if you turn back into gas, you're going to float. So all you got to do to ascend, friends, is just get lighter than air. But don't you need a goal? Because once you're up in the air, you're going to get hungry. So everybody who goes to the Thursday meditation class to ascend had better start praying you don't. Why can we not do this realistically in an orderly, intelligent way? Why do we get off on mysticism? Astrology can often be used as a tool. Astronomy always can be used as a tool. But astrology in itself is turned into being a fortune-telling tool. That's fine for fun, but don't base your infinite life on it. If you want, base all of your human life on it, but get ready to cut out in ignorance. We've got to take you into understanding of the cellular structure of life itself and what its secrets are. It only has one, and that's frequency. Everything oscillates at a specific, individual, and unique frequency. Why do the ones around Taos hate that hum? Because it's not on their frequency. It's lower than their frequency, and it is annoying as heck. It will drive you mad unless you learn to balance it out. So all of you thinking to go to New Mexico better get ready for the hum, and you better get ready to grow in frequency enough to just wipe it out. Because once you focus on it, you will become the same frequency. And that's what often happens. You are a living species. And they have to operate those underground cities with equipment and machinery. They don't have to. They do it. And they push those pulses out, and pretty soon they want to control the minds of all humanity. Well, that's up to you. It looks like to me they've just about accomplished it. But you don't have to be among the blind, the deaf, and the dumb. So everything that you're going to find in the universe itself is frequency. And you are a body electric. And it is always expressed in a duality of thought. And to make it simple, we call it male and female in your vernacular. And two males may have a lot of fun, two females may have a lot of fun, but you will never get farther than that. And if that is your choice, that is your choice. But you just aren't going to get anywhere with it. And that is not being biased. And I should get more biased from time to time. Because it's not fair for all these masses to be running around out there with wrong ideas. But that's what they want to do, and they will fight you to your death to ensure that they're allowed to do that. And as far as I'm concerned, they'll have to fight me. They can just go do that. Because I don't have to concern about it. And if it were my son or my daughter, yeah, I would try to convince them otherwise, but you're going to have to let them go. You cannot bring them back at gunpoint. So we have to look at what is. And we have to look at what we are. I am no different from you. I am just not coalesced like you. My frequency is higher than yours. And therefore, I have far more dispersion, but I don't have more aspersion. We aspire to the same goal. And that's the important thing to remember. Instantly, on removal of the soul, the essence of life from a body, it begins to decay. The cells may go on for just a little brief while, and if you can keep the body functioning through artificial means, some of those cells will just go on living. But I will tell you, I will recite to you that a person in a coma, I'm talking about a deep coma, where the astral body is departed and it's just hanging out there watching. That body comes, that astral being comes back into that body to study it periodically, or it would decay and die and go back to its particulate elements, its elemental form, its energy form, and finally recycle. Just in the universe. Maybe you are made up of King Tut.
Commander, is that so even if they're artificially on artificial machines to keep them alive?
No. No, you can keep them alive. Oh, the soul, yeah. The mind, yes.
I mean, would the body decay even though they're on machines?
If you moved the, if the soul were completely removed. But this is also why it is so dastardly to keep bodies alive on artificial means. Because, you see, as long as that body is having to function, that soul cannot totally release. And so you are binding a soul that should be in freedom to this entity. And it knows the difference, and it's trying to get away. Always trying to get away. You know, after a while, it doesn't want to come back, and that's what's wrong. And if you can get that body well enough, but you see, sometimes you are dealing with brain damage, and that entity, that soul energy, knows that it cannot ever be whole in that body. And someday, mankind will grow enough to get beyond suicide and assisted suicide and euthanasia and this sort of thing, and you will begin to treat life as it should be, with respect for what is, and energies will be able to come and then go. You can manifest and then remove yourself if you just get a little smarter. But if you always have this lid put on your, I think in women's vernacular, it's the glass ceiling. If you remove the ceiling and open it to the cosmos, your mind, you will learn to be a part of both. That is your next dimensional station. I'm just trying to get some of you through graduation and into that station. Now, once we learn that we are a body electric, how in the world does it work? What about all those little mitochondrias and little alchemy machines that are called cells? Why can't you just, if calcium is the basic bone substance, why can't you just bury yourself in the calcium pit and build bones? Because it doesn't work that way, does it? For a bone to utilize calcium, you've got to have a lot of vitamin D. Ah, but that doesn't even cut it. Because calcium is actually an alchemy process from phosphorus. Now, wouldn't that just get you? So, are we going to have to learn all about this and what element turns into this because we did that and what has to be here for this catalytic reaction? No more than you have to understand the basics of pulse waves and wireless radio waves. All you have to do to your television is find the on switch if it's plugged in. So no. All you have to do is comprehend that that is what you are, so that you will supply that which you need for self. And then we have to go on into the secrets and the original birthing or creation, which is light. And you're going to find, right from today's lesson, that ones have made machinery. Priori made a machine whose frequency would kill any disease known to man. But you notice Priori isn't around, and neither is his machine. Mr. Rife had enough intelligence to make microscopes where you could look at the living cells and the living virus and explode them with frequency and before your eyes. You won't notice many of those machines around. And one say, oh, if I just had a Rife microscope, I would be able to save the world. No, you wouldn't. All you'd be able to do is see the destruction. Think about it. A microscope is nothing except something that enhances your vision. And then it got into the silliness today. I respect the memory of this author so much in his Secrets of Life for having figured all this out about tumors and plants. But he's a Frenchman. And that was not even his original language, but all of his work was written in French because he lived in France. Well, what good does that do you living in Tehachapi? Or even worse, what would it do for those living in the Hawaiian Islands? Canada, you might be able to decipher a little bit of it if you speak French. But most of the technical language of French translated into English isn't going to mean anything anyway. So we have to take a general concept. And we also, while we're reading this with great awe and respect, put it in its perspective. This man was able to radiate plants who had tumors injected into them, and literally the tumors would go away, shrivel up, fall off the plant. But for you farmers, and that's why today's is so important, that I've got to, EJ missed it, obviously. So we have to consider the farms. You don't need a lot of magnificent equipment out there. If you have a pulse machine, fine, you can broadcast it. On the other hand, all you really have to do is take a good conducting wire and make a circle around the field. And if you want to split it into smaller fields so you have smaller circles of wire, fine. The cosmic waves will travel along this wire. And you'll be amazed. Everything can be enhanced. On the other hand, it can also be so complicated that nobody gets it done. So in the same mode of thinking, oh well, we'll hang bracelets all over us. Don't think that all that jewelry back in Cairo, Egypt, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 years ago was there because they liked gold, especially the pharaohs. They liked gold because it's a good conductor. Platinum's a good conductor. They liked the circle serpents, because they found that cosmic rays would travel along the spiral. And if they could get a whole bunch of necklaces and a whole bunch of bracelets, wonderful. They got a lot of cosmic energy from it. So they were beginning to suspect the secrets of life itself. But in the so doing, they want to deprive everybody else of it. So only they can live forever. Well, they can't live forever. Not with that attitude. And let's just say you get 200 pounds of gold all over your body, you know, and then you decide to go swimming. You're going to drown in the sand. So we've got to get away from the fabrication of fantasy land. Most of the world can continue to live in fantasy land. Unfortunately, you did not volunteer to do that. And yet not one of you would be here if that's what you wanted. You've experienced fantasy land, and it's frustrating, isn't it? You just could take your neighbor who does nothing but think about his own self and shake his teeth out. Well, we're not allowed to do it. You just take opportunities when there are earthquakes and things to shove them a little closer. They get a little more religion too. You see, there are no atheists in a foxhole, and neither are there many ritualistic religious doctrines around. They just start yelling, "God help me," and they go right to the source. They don't take time to light their candle, you know, and put it over here under this little shelf of dirt. So when you cut out the middleman and go straight to God, and you do it in intent, you start getting answers right fast. And with that, I'm going to come right back to money. They wouldn't seem to have anything to do one with the other, but they do. When you ask God to show us the way to give us what we need, He will do it. Don't be predisposed at how He does it. Accept it graciously, but cover your assets. Don't leave yourself open, not for 5 minutes, for the feds to come in and get you. If it is money for you and for God's purposes, those ones will work with you so that you are kept in security and safety. You have been taught how to handle corporations, how to protect yourself within the system. Do it. Don't get weak and say, "Oh, well, yeah, I'll haul all this cocaine-coated cash around." You wouldn't do me in, would you? Well, somebody along there would. Don't do it. If it is reasonable and there is good coverage, face it at the time and decide what to do. But if there is a choice of any kind of evilness attached to it, go with God and you won't go wrong. And I hear, "Yeah, but neither will we maybe get any money." Well, I want to tell you, if you get it that way, you're not going to be able to use it. We need usable funds. We need usable funds without strings. That's what we've been promised. That's what we agreed to. We are perfectly happy to turn it all back double after we have done what is necessary to do for a remnant. Now, it sounds wonderful to go over to New Mexico and build a government. Well, what are you going to survive on up there in New Mexico in this new county? Fish? You're going to need the same things that all people need, the survival industries. This is why communes never, never, never work. You must first build facilities for ones to function in their own responsibility. Your daily bread. And then you can grow in business. It's called the truest form of capitalism, supply and demand. Well, when you are basically starting as close to the earth as we are, You have to depend upon each other, but it's a contribution of service. And it is not a commune. Just because I have does not mean that you get. And vice versa. Otherwise, I'd be out there gathering up everything you've got. And that's what is happening in your cults. Come on, give it to old daddy here. And then give me your women and give me your daughters and give me your sons. And I'll show you how to recreate myself. And then I'll cut out and go to Tel Aviv while you pick up the pieces or get burned out by the ATF, whichever comes first. Do I blame the leaders in those places? I certainly do not. They were smart enough to sucker you. And David Koresh was smart enough to be in Tel Aviv, getting his face changed. Does that mean that all those people at Waco were terrible? No, they were innocent victims who followed a false teacher. How do you know he was false? He was a Christian. No, he wasn't. You do not bed your child. And that's all you need to know about it, to know it's wrong. Evil wears a clue. And you know the rules. You were born knowing the rules. And you know that's wrong. Now maybe what Sir Janet did is not any better. But I'm not sure it's worse. They're both so bad that I cannot even decide which may be worse. And yet I am grateful for ones like Janet Reno and David Koresh. They are the examples of life for you. What the government did at Waco was an atrocity to end them all. Until you had Oklahoma City. And you will find that today, on the 15th, a settlement was made with Randy Weaver. Did anybody know that? He sued for about $300 million. He's going to get three. I just thought I'd mention that today because most of you are out of circulation. Is Vicky's life worth it? No. Is Sammy's life worth it? No. But you know the government was wrong or it wouldn't have settled, would they? And Mr. Potts has been relieved of duty. If nothing else, that's an asset. Just suspension, he will probably get promoted again, yes. But we are splintering off. That does not mean that we will not be a team, a brotherhood. I don't care what you call us. But focuses have to be different. I cannot give up a team that does a paper and does my writing to send over to New Mexico. There are places for everyone. This has finally come 8 full years in this place. We start our 9th year. There are hundreds of people out there, thousands of people waiting to serve. They wanted to all come here.